I'd like to read a verse in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, verse 11. This verse came before me this morning as we considered and saw Jehoshaphat established, failure, then restoration. Verse 11 of Hebrews 12. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. How lovely. The peaceable fruit of righteousness. This is what had taken place in Jehoshaphat's heart. And we've seen that in chapter 19 as he has taken his place again in drawing the people around the Lord, around his word, and being established. But now the challenge comes, chapter 20, to walk in the path that had been given and shown. We said that there was consequences. The Lord in his mercy and his grace, he restores, but there would be consequences. And the Lord would test the man of God, the people of God, to see if the things that they had learned had been established in their hearts and in their walk. And we see a new conflict. We've seen a conflict this morning where Jehoshaphat joined affinity with the enemy. We saw the weakness of the flesh. Now we see a new conflict develop. And this is what we want to have before us this afternoon. Here we find that the man of God is now again in conflict with the enemy. But now he stands. And he stands in the strength and in the testimony and in the power of he who is captain of the Lord's army. And I think of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And this is what we want to see as we look here this afternoon at this new conflict. What is the strength and the ability to stand in the way?